Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I am looking. You know, we're looking at this during the break. And it talks this percentage of what happens in a 24-hour day of our life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And it says time use on an average work day for employed persons ages 25 to 54 with children. And it kind of breaks the day down. It takes a 24-hour day,
right?
And it breaks it down. And it kind of says, what percentage of that day, of those 24 hours, do you use for different things? And it says that when you're working, work-related activities is 8.6 hours. Mm-hmm. 8.6 hours.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Uh-huh.
8.6. That's not kingdom work, is it?
No, it's not.
And we have eternity to rest. And then you have, you know, sleeping, you spend out of that 24, you put 8.6, the average person,
mm-hmm.
puts 8.6 into their work activities, you know, work-related activities. 7.6 hours goes into sleep. They sleep for 7.6 hours. I'm
wow.
sure that a melancholy person like just sleeps 7.6. And that's the average.
Right.
Just get up. And then they have caring for others, 1.2 hours. This is the American Time Use Survey by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, by the way. And eating and drinking is 1.1 hour. You figure three meals, eating and talking. Especially if you're doing it with your family, I mean, you know, that's probably need to spend a little time doing that. And then your household activities.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're mopping the floors and stuff like that at 1.1.
Is that what you do?
Yeah. I do that.
Right.
I do that. Hey, it's Donna calling in here. Sorry, I've been making a minute. And listen to this. This is it. Leisure and sports activity. I guess that's ESPN.
What is that? How many hours I watch that?
2.6
wow.
hours.
Wow, 2.5
of leisure and what? Sports activities.
It was probably a day I probably did that.
Can you imagine? Yeah, it was Star Wars. I remember that.
Star Wars.
Star Trek or something like that.
Kind of sports.
Oh, sports. Yeah, I remember
We're
that.
Talking about sports.
Yeah. The, 2.6 hours of leisure time and activity. That means then, you know, almost 20 hours of leisure time and activity a week. I mean, probably the work week. They're talking about the work week here. And because I'm sure based on these statistics, looking at America, I'm sure all 2 days of the weekend is all leisure and activities.
I'm sure.
But during the 5 day work week, that would be 20 a lot. It'd be 20.
20 a lot.
I'm drawing a blank here. I'm drawing. Help me out, man.
You got it in your hand. Oh, I can see it.
Yeah, it's 2.6 hours.
Yeah.
He's bringing out the calculator. I didn't know they had those things with tapes anymore like that.
5 days.
It's got a hand crank on the side of it.
Yeah, it does. Got those little, what do they call them, Chinese things? Abacus.
Abacus. Abacus. Did you say statistics?
13 hours.
Is that it?
Yeah. 2.6 times 5.
So 13 hours of leisure activities a week, and then you add in the weekend.
Well, yeah, that's... lot.
We need that. So it's pretty interesting. You never think about your day like that. I think ours is a little bit different.
Yeah. I would say so.
But, you know, John G. Lakes was, I remember, you know, John G. Lake, we talked about in the first hour that he was so consumed with wanting to do what God said to do in his lifetime, to be faithful in his generation, that his wife, you know, people were coming to their houses. She was feeding the hungry and she would feed them their food.
Oh.
And she literally died of starvation because she was feeding. She was so passionate. She just wanted people to be blessed and be taken care of. And John G. Lake's, you know, wife just gave herself away. But think about that, though.
Mm-hmm.
How beautiful is that in the context of eternity,
mm-hmm.
where now she's in the presence of God who gave everything, his son,
mm-hmm.
and she can relate to the sacrifice because there's no greater love than a man laid in his life
right.
for someone else. And, you know, I just want to kind of talk about that. That was pretty interesting. That's the average. And so we need to schedule 2.6 hours of leisure activity today.
Yeah, I need to book that.
Yeah, you got to book that. Maybe you just like put that between I don't think so and it'll
never
happen. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.